Welcome back to that Bullshit the Podcast, Season 2, the Energy Series, with your host, Chu Hefner, exploring all the sapiosexual energy you can handle, live from Atlanta, Georgia, broadcasting worldwide. Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Chu Hef in the building. What you wanna do? Why you wanna go? Why you wanna do with it? You wanna get a little bit of fun? Fuck around like a fool with it. Okay. I know just what to do with it. Hey man, welcome back, man. You are now vibing to the sounds of DJ Fuck It Up. You got your host, Chu Hefner, in the building. And my special guest.
Yeah, so I am high as a kite.
Yeah. Pass a lighter, pass a light. Hey, now come and smoke with your boy. Smokey, smoke with your boy. Man, look, man, we coming back at you. Season 2. Episode X. If I buy you a burkette, I'm getting saucy.
I'm sorry, I'm not a big fan of Future.
It's okay, because I ain't gonna get what. I was waiting on your introduction so I can goddamn. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are now vibing to the sounds of DJ Fuck It Up. Talk to me now.
You really didn't have to play my music.
I know. It's good, huh? So tell me a little about this song. So introduce yourself to our fans. Who are you? If you've got Instagram handles, what's your hashtag? What's your name?
Oh, shit. Jazzy with the Soul. Oh, shit. Jazzy with the Soul.
Jazzy with the Soul. Right now, we got a little goddamn. What we listening to? You say this is the song of your life? I mean, are you scoring your life with this song?
Wait a minute. This is not the song of my life. This is the song of my mood. That's something that a lot of people get misconstrued when they first meet me.
So this is the song of your mood right now?
This very moment.
Your vibrational frequency has elevated into a Moonlight in Vermont.
Yeah.
By Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. I can dig that. So describe that. How did you come to this selection of this song for this exact moment right now?
Oh, solely off of like a childhood memory.
Describe that memory for the people.
Okay. Growing up, I had like this like very flamboyant music teacher. Hence, that's why I love gay people. But sidebar.
Smoke
with your boy. But it was pretty dope. I mean, growing up as like a little jit, he was just flamboyant and he would always listen to like Harlem Renaissance music and like deep African American culture, and it was just pretty dope.
So it's inspired by that person?
Hell yeah, solely. I listen to music like this when I'm high because I can remember a time where I was in middle school when I first started smoking weed.
Okay, so smoke with your boy X. We just took it back to middle school, so you just that high, the weed must be good. It reminds you of your first experience, okay? Hey, manhood podcast in the fucking building from the bottom up. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we Gucci, don't feel. Hey, we all through there. Talk to me now. All right, so, yeah, I mean, how does that song translate in today's society for you? I mean, how does that feed into your energy? Because this season, we're talking about energy. NRG. We're trying to tap into your energy.
Okay. I guess in like a time of crisis, like that was like the piece. Cause like this was when I first started like hearing like Harlem Renaissance, it was like around like 9/11.
Yeah.
And that was a while ago. And then before that, it was like the whole 90s epidemic. And then before that, it was the 80s epidemic. So it was like all of this music that I listened to as far as like Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and stuff like that.
Helps you deal with the chaos.
Honestly,
kinda mellows you the fuck out.
It does, for some strange ass reason. Like, everybody has their own like different vibe, like how you would say you would like soft hip hop or some shit like that. Or
soft hip hop.
Okay. Ladies okay,
and,
let me.
Hold on. Oh, no, I'm fucking with you. Ladies and gentlemen, soft hip hop. I'm with that shit.
Hey, man.
That reminds me of a flaccid penis. You know what I mean? That's like Lil Dick energy. Fuck going on.
What is wrong with Lil Dick energy? I gotta know, because earlier, like, you mentioned the whole big dick, and I need to know.
I don't think nothing wrong with Lil Dick energy. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta come to the table with Lil Dick energy.
I don't lead with the dick personally. I lead with the crazy ass mental.
I'm with it, but you know what? It's funny that you ask, because there would be no big dick energy without Lil Dick energy. It's a necessity.
That is true, because you gotta start from somewhere.
I mean, what is salt without pepper? What is black without white?
Okay.
What is the absence of color without the combination of all the colors?
I don't have a penis, so I don't personally know.
It's not about the dick. Big dick energy. It's not about the penis.
And I'm a woman, so the only big dick, any type of energy, comes from what I physically know a man has. All
right, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind me tapping in.
Okay.
So, at one point, you know, you mentioned that you couldn't be with a woman, but you could fuck a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Hey, man, look, I love us and I respect y'all, but we throw the fuck off. That's something that I positively know, and I'm learning how to live with the shit. But us women are truthfully, like, weird as fuck.
At any point in your life, so I guess you definitely have been bi-curious at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have ever considered yourself a lesbian, or at least tried it out?
I see where you're going with this, but I'm going to follow.
Where am I going with this? Tell me where I'm going, since you know so motherfucking much.
Basically.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just met.
Real shit. Like,
it hasn't even been 6 hours.
Nah, it hasn't. It's only been like, what, 4? Like 2, 3?
Man, I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? Talk to you. Talk to me. Smoke with your
boy. But real shit. I've always had a thing for, like, women. Like, real shit. I've always known that that's something. Because, like, my dad was a little pervert. So, you know, which was funny, is, like, he would leave, like, the HBO specials on the fucking TV.
Turn up.
And we're in the next fucking room. But, you know. And I've always seen this shit. And I was like, damn, that's kind of...
That kind of probably inspired you, but not a question.
Baby, it got the fucking bean, like, warm.
Yeah. You flick the bean.
From time to time.
Flicking the bean.
Yeah. Every woman flicks the bean. Like, come on, like, let's be honest.
I mean, the term honestly turns
Or
me
strum
on.
The guitar. That's something that, weirdly, my dad used to say.
Look, so, honestly, we are here. I mean, I don't know if you know, because you haven't heard the intro, but we're here to tap in and explore all the sapiosexual energy that you can handle.
Oh, the mentality? Oh, yeah. Okay, basically what you're saying is, like, because I've been asked this question, and you probably don't mean it, like, but I've been asked this question, like, recently quite a few times. And it was like, what's your
fantasy?
What is your fantasy, basically? Ooh. And it's like, it comes in different forms, and it comes in different, like, you know, times in your life. But it's like, what is your fantasy? Something that you know for a fact will truly get you off. And it's crazy. And it's not even like the whole flipping the bean and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's like the buildup. Let me break it down. You had to think about it. Nah, not even the rise of the climax. It's more so like meeting a guy.
Or a girl. Yeah.
Okay. Or a girl. And what the fuck is wrong with you?
What you mean? In what context?
I don't know. It could be like sexually,
financially. Oh, you mean like the question in your mind about the person that you meet?
About the person. Like,
what the
what's
fuck
the...
is wrong with this person? What are their downfalls?
And the fucked up part that I know for a fact that I'm like, you know, somehow weirded out but intrigued by is like, let me throw in some sex every now and again to like confuse you.
You mean like put the pussy on a nigga or conversationally?
Both, actually, like mixed in, like,
yeah,
real. Hey, man,
you ever let a nigga or a female for that matter eat the pussy within the first 48 hours of meeting you? Not beat the pussy, eat the pussy.
If we're gonna keep it funky, I've had like, you know, a few different occasions where it was like,
talk
right,
to me now.
I'm real with you. This is a vibe. So, all right, I'm a fuck. Hey, look, man, I am I'm not ashamed of getting my rocks off by some good conversation, okay? I'm not ashamed. But at the same time, there are, you know, some other situations where, you know, I wait and then I'm, like, curious. It's to see how you are mentally. So it's like it's kind of mixed in. I don't know how to explain it.
Would you imagine? I mean, so historically in your, throughout your sexual resume, when this kind of engagement has presented itself.
Oh, would you walking up like saying, what's up, shorty? Like,
Nah, I mean, like. Well, yeah, I guess that too. But
and
I mean,
you like rap to me. That was pretty fucking dope. That was pretty dope. That was. I've never like had somebody just rap to me before. That was funny. That was cute. It was cute.
Hey man, Hermes hit my.
But it was out of no fucking where. I'm just gonna throw it out there to you. It was out of nowhere, so it was like, damn.
It's like we the dick sucking minute in this motherfucker. This nigga's crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, Chew Hefner in the building. Fuck with your boy. So I mean. You said a lot so far, and I mean, I'm curious as to where you think I was going, but really, I'm more curious about where we're going in the first place. I mean,
do you want this?
Cause I want that. I'm gonna fuck with you. Hey.
Do you think? Hey man, that's some hot shit.
That's ladies and some gentlemen, Wayne shit. We're bringing back Smoke with Your Boy.
Okay.
For season 2, Energy Series. We're still talking about energy, so. I think you may or may not have missed my mark, but the real question is, okay, so considering that you've been a lesbian at some point in your life, whether you are or aren't, you know.
We did steer away from this conversation. Okay, yeah, let's go back.
The real question for me, the energy I want to tap into is, considering those same-sex female relationships, or male for that matter, but female in particular, where there's no dick present, do you believe there can still be big dick energy present, BDE, in a same-sex female relationship?
No.
Where the only dick is a prosthetic bought from Starship, Tokyo Valentino, or any of the most random exotic sex stores around the world?
Straight up,
No big dick energy in a lesbian relationship.
None of that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But what I will
dick energy in a lesbian relationship. I love for you guys to chime in, leave a comment. Tell me what you fucking think. That's a hey, look. You're going to stir up some shit with that one. You're going to stir up so much shit, and I'm fucking with it. I need
but let
this.
Let me explain why explain it's why. Not going to be like, you know, the whole big dick energy, because it's like, for me personally, the type of women that I fuck with, you gotta go both ways. You gotta be cool with like my preferences from both sides.
Would you consider yourself gender fluid? Not gender fluid. Is it gender fluid? Nah.
Gender fluent?
No, gender fluid is the motherfuckers who switch gender, my bad, nah.
Gender fluent.
Fluid. Like, I mean, you can be fluid between male and female as a gender role. Not necessarily sex.
I know what the fuck I am, and I know what the fuck I'm having sex
you
with.
You always
okay?
Female. You never take on the male role. That, I mean, you're talking about like being lesbian or not, you know, maybe being dominant or not, or kind of taking the role of, I guess, I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful, I don't know, but, you know, like the stud and the femme. Like, I mean, I would imagine a female.
Oh, God, no, I would never date a fucking stud.
A female who could assume the role of a stud and a femme would be what I would consider gender fluid. I may or may not be, you know, politically correct. That's not my expertise. I don't do any research, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to the LGBT community. We fuck with y'all, the Q's, all that shit. But, you know what I mean? I mean, birds of a feather flock together. And I mean, shit, I suck pussy. Pussy. Lobster pussy, that is, ladies and gentlemen. Chef Chew Hef in the building. Lobster pussy is nothing more than a female lobster tail. I buy only female lobsters. Never male. That's the only thing that I ever sell.
Well, why do you do that?
Because I'm a private chef and presentation is everything. Why do I do what?
Buy female lobsters. Why would I buy male? It's a lobster.
Probably gonna be a dick in it. I don't eat dick. I eat pussy.
Have you seen pussy. A dick and a lobster?
I'm gonna tell you this. My energy somehow always comes across female lobsters. Lobster pussy.
So you know which one to pick out.
It's not that I know which one to pick out. My energy in the universe manifests what I need.
Oh, so we're not just talking about real life lobsters.
We're talking about energy and lobsters, physical lobsters.
Like the ones you can eat.
The ones that you can consume, devour, that you drip. But let me show you a lobster while you got there.
Okay, yeah. Show me some shit. Hey, learn me some, baby. Or I need
salty,
to know.
Or salty. Chef Two Hef in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, chef.
You got to understand. Pay attention. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Chef. Chef Mr. Chew Hef.
Okay.
I do cook better than I fuck.
Word.
But I eat pussy better than I cook. So, ladies, please don't get lost in the details. I may not even be to your avails. Although it appears that I'm really available a lot, I'm really not.
You are poetic as fuck. That's
ladies
so
and
cool.
Gentlemen, poetic energy. Mm-hmm. Fuck with your boy. Let's see. Let's show you an example of what a lobster tail should drip like.
Okay, show me some
shit. You know what I'm saying? Do you eat lobster? You got any shellfish allergies? Just making sure. You know what I mean?
No, I don't actually. I recently just came from like a crab broil.
I recommend you book me. Here we go. You ready for it? You can read it to the people. It's Instagram.
Okay. You know, fun fact.
Chef Two Hef back at it again. It ain't gonna say. She asked me for some sushi and I gave enough to go shopping. Lobster pussy. Nut right on her nipple. Dripping with this butter, bitch. I get disrespectful. Keep your mouth closed. This lobster pussy might bless you. Ain't none of these niggas special. If
you're
a mister, don't touch you. I'ma shoot you. Yeah, yeah. This first hand lobster pussy. Camarones al ajillo roasted broccolini. Roasted asparagus, paid customers will always get the sauce. Private Chef Chew Hef. Reach out to Capricia for bookings. 404-518-0414. Fuck with your boy, man. I don't play. I don't play about my cooking. What's next? Okay, yeah. I don't play. I'm a chef, a real live chef. I don't play the radio. Lobster poisson. Baked Panama salmon, Parmesan asparagus over buttered rice. Oh my God, it's gonna be some fucking tonight. Take them panties off or pull them panties off to the side. And let a nigga know. Lobster poisson is we gonna fuck tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Chew Hef in the building one more for you. Throw babies.
Whoa.
I'm trying to give them to you. Hey, man, shout out to that boy Cash Cash. That nigga shit was hard. Throat Babies, man. He recently submitted that song to our live review at Authentic, man. I was impressed. Man, shout out to Fugiano, Euro, Jeezy, and GA, man. Y'all going up, man. Let's do it. Who up next? Play. Stop playing. Rick and Crew. Authentic or nothing. I mean, we working on a whole Latin crossover. Authentico or nata. So stop playing, man. But, I mean, so how you feel about that? How was that drink, first of all? It was a real cocktail.
It was delicious. It was very, very delicious. And it got me to my point. So
back,
my dog is like running around up there.
Your dog will be all right. Fuck that. I mean, it really will be. Yeah, I mean, it's not a cat. You know what I mean? But I understand it needs a little attention. But you'll be all right. So back to what you were saying about a lesbian couple not having big dick energy. And you were kind of expounding on how they could or your explanation. Did you ever finish? Did you make the point?
I thought I did. I mean, I just...
What was it? It's just two pussies in the building? So if you had to sum it up in one executive statement, why you believe there is not big dick energy amongst a lesbian couple.
Okay.
Let's say you're talking to a lesbian couple right now and they're just listening. You know, I'm just curious, you know what?
Basically,
debate queen champion was 2010, 2009, 2008. It's all on your plate. It's never too late. Don't explain yourself. What the fuck going on?
Basically, my personal beliefs is I would marry a man and date a woman. So
you think that you just got to go outside the female relationship to get big dick energy for the most part?
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking more of a physical thing, not necessarily the energy, but you kind of need.
No, strictly mental.
Do you think big dick energy derives from the dick itself? I mean, that's kind of the impression I get when you say...
Hence the word dick, so yeah.
But I think it's more of an adjective, though, not a noun. And it's big dick describes the energy.
The energy.
You know what I mean? We still talking about the energy, BDE, my ladies and gentlemen.
There's something in my drinks.
So. Right, let's see. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know what that is.
That's
and
cool.
Then come from my shit. It might have been. I don't know. But
I think I probably just accidentally asked in it.
Y'all, so big dick energy derived from the dick. I can dig that. I like it. It's an opinion. It's your opinion. I own it. I'm fucking with it. I understand it. I'm definitely here to challenge it just so that you can understand. I'm an understand also, as a graduate of the Georgia Institute of Technology, from one of the number one programs in industrial engineering, I've been taught to think and to ask concise questions to produce specific responses. I mean, ask as few questions as possible to get as much information as you need. You know what I mean? So, you know, the real point for me is like, you know, like, shit, big dick energy. How do you take it? Let's keep it moving. Because at the end of the day, we need your perspective along with every other perspective and all the upcoming and previous episodes so that we can kind of look at our sample size and distribute a body of information to the people. Somebody's about to relate to you, and there are people who need to hear that for the first time, for the good, the bad, and the ugly. So own it, and I'm fucking with it. But I got one song for you. Tell me how you feel about this big dick energy. Talking about hot mouth, but it just came on my ground. That shit was lit. Oh, look. Have you heard Throat Baby by Cash Cash?
Mm-mm.
All right, well, look, man. Shout out to Cash Cash with Throat Baby. Just gonna give you a little intro, hit a hook. It's one of my favorites, I won't even lie. I caught most people in Atlanta who know me, I put them on this song. Ladies and gentlemen, you are still vibing to the sounds of DJ Fuck It Up. Don't be disrespected. Could you imagine being a bitch and a hoe in the same sentence?
That is very disrespectful.
Sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throat babies. I'm trying to bust all over you. Sexy little bitch. I love the way you walk. Let a young nigga complain. Your throat, deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throat babies. Yeah, I'm trying to bust all over you. Yeah, gotta come right now. Super good head, no cap now. Miles and miles, washing machine drip. Suck this dick. Head monster, book an appointment. This Drew Hefner, oh, you want it. I go to war for you. Damn, babe, got me tripping. D-O-Ed head make me come instant. Why? Cause I'm a gear to her. Money, I gear to her. Sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. Does it still sound as disrespectful as you thought when you got through the first verse?
Yep.
Throw babies. I think a lot of you still deserve disrespectful sex from a respectable, patient savage. Sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Complain your throat till I make you choke. Throat babies, I'm trying to give them to you. Throat babies. Sexy little red bone, got a good head on her. With a mouth like that, you could talk your way out going to jail. With a mouth like that, I pay your bill. I need you, I wanna see you. Suck me up for hours, I can't help but buy you flowers. When we meet, I get excited. Girl, I got plans for you. Girl, my make me like, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, 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 ah. Chew Hefner all in your mouth. Yeah, let a young nigga complain your throat, deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throat babies, I'm trying to give them to you. I'm trying to bust all over you.
Okay.
Yeah, a little disrespectful, huh? And I want you to try something. You ready? Open your mind.
Still no. I don't.
Can you open your mind for 30 seconds right now?
That's okay.
Sure.
So
what I want you to do, and what I want my listeners to do, females in particular, your job right now.
What is it?
Is to listen. We're playing a game called Chew Hefner Says.
Okay.
Okay, stand up. Chew Hefner Says, raise your hand.
Why though?
We're playing Chew Hefner Says. You've never heard the game like Simon Says?
Yeah,
I'm just making sure you're catching
on. I didn't like that game. Like,
we're just playing the game. Are you gonna play? Are you gonna play or are you not? Are you playing Chew Hefner Says?
I was gonna say no.
Okay. All right, well, whatever. It was a joke. So Chew Hefner Says, pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. What we're gonna do is take a brief moment of role reversal. So Cash Cash, this song, I mean, it may sound degrading or disrespectful from a singular perspective of a man speaking to a woman. You may feel like he's being condescending the way he's talking about getting his dick sucked and setting the expectation that's what he want. But I want you to take one step for a minute and focus on your G-spot and right there where it's hooked, right there between the back of that wall. You know what I'm talking about. Where you got to roll your finger, slide it right down the top of that pussy and come back and just hook it up through there. Just imagine that. And also I want you to keep in mind where a nigga tonsils on the back of his throat. So when you unlock the keys to yourself and your energy, and now you're able to take your G-spot and massage his tonsils until it's time to pull out, at that point you may be able to give him throat babies. Role reversal. I want you to imagine the nigga, the Chew Hefners of this society, as the sexy little bitch, the submissive niggas who can be your sexy little hoe. You love the way he walks. You love the way he talks. Let a young bitch come play in his throat, deep stroke his throat till you make him choke. Throat babies. You trying to give them to him. Throat babies. You trying to bust all over him. As if he's trying to exfoliate his face in the pussy juice, the sweet gum pussy juice. Look, so I want you to just re-listen to it. Close your eyes if you have to. And just listen. Be the disrespectful motherfucker.
Okay, I have to stop you. Where you
staying? It's on the way.
Yeah, but
your dog?
Yeah, and I'm
sorry. Hey, we almost done. Bothering. You got 2 seconds. Watch this.
Role
reversal. I asked for 30. Imagine. After this, you can go. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, imagine a gentleman as your throat babies, dropping pussy out.
Sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play in your throat, deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throat babies, I'm trying to give you to you. Throat babies, I'm trying to bust all on you. Sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play in your throat, deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throat babies, I'm trying to give you to you. Throat babies, I'm trying to bust all on you.
Now, before you leave, I just got one question. Do you feel like for you to share that same energy with a nigga who really want to eat the brakes off that pussy and take your G-spot and massage his own tonsils? Is it disrespectful to want to give him the same throat babies that Cash Cash had described giving to you?
Mm-mm.
Not so disrespectful, huh?
Nope.
Okay. Well, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Throat babies.
Throat babies.
By Cash Cash.
Oh, yeah.
Not disrespectful. Young nigga with them M's, because I get disrespectful. So, hey, man, we got Chew Hefner here signing out. Fuck with your boy. And we got who? How can we catch you on Instagram, Facebook, something? You got a website? You got a business? Introduce yourself and you out.
Don't have any of that.
You got no Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram.
Yeah, say it one more time for the people so they know how to follow you.
Jazzy with the soul.
Jazzy with the soul. Ladies and gentlemen, fuck with your girl. We out.